Well, hello, 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 everybody. Thought I would get off an episode tonight on the podcast. Been sitting here for several days now, just kind of taking in some other podcasts that I listen to. Just some of the stories, and some of the stuff is really just, it's some crazy stuff going on. One thing I've noticed, I really like this. My favorite, I have to say my all-time favorite podcast is Sasquatch Chronicles with Wes and Woody. Wes is typically the one that hosts it. And I'm telling you, that show is just awesome. I mean, I don't know. Wes really has that nailed down to a really good podcast. And I really love it. I enjoy it. He's got a great voice, and I really like how he's very calm and, you know, just, he's clear headed. He's not somebody that just kind of jumps the gun and, you know, makes, you know, decisions or assumptions or, you know, even opinions about any. He just kind of, you know, it's kind of like he's just kind of going with the flow and feeling things out. And I just really enjoy him. I really do. I have a hard time. I don't listen to a lot of people. There's a lot of it's voices. Like, I mean, you could say that about anybody's voice. You know, everybody has their own type of voice, I guess, that you know, resonates with them in a good way or a bad way. And I'm a little picky about voices. The other thing too, I really don't, I have a thing, I'm very traditional. So I like to, if a station or a, you know, podcast starts out with certain people and then they bring new people on, there's just times I'm like, man, you know, I like the people that I'm used to. So, but that's just me. So I just, you know, just pretty cool stuff. But if you ever get a chance, watch Wes, and you know, hopefully you enjoy that show. The other one I really like, I have three that I love, four, I guess there's four that I really love, and that's probably my favorite. David Pilates is the Can-Am Missing Project that he does. I mean, David, it's not even really about loving his channel, it's just that it's so necessary. You know, it's just such a necessary channel to listen to and get into watching, because it's just, his work is so imperative and I think it's so important. So that's just like a must. But other than that, I do like Dogman Encounters, and Vic also runs another channel now called My Bigfoot Sighting, I believe it is. And Vic's a little bit, you know, a little bit of an oddball, but he's great at the same time. So he's just, you know, I think he really tries to stay neutral, but he seems like a really good guy, and I enjoy the show. The guests that he has on, he pretty much just lets them speak, and he doesn't say very much, and it's a really great channel. You know, I kind of like people that are more mellow, I would say. I tend to, I've noticed that I tend to really enjoy people that are really more mellow. And, you know, and then the other one is Dixie Cryptid. I really love Cam. He's just awesome. So if you guys ever get on any of those channels, make sure you tell them that I sent you guys over. You know, just make a comment, let them know I'm, you know, that I'm supporting them and sending people over to them, because I think that, you know, this isn't about, to me, it's not about competition at all. It's not about, you know, who likes your channel, or, you know, you're trying to come out on top, or, you know, be famous or whatever. I mean, that's not at all why I started doing it. I started doing it because I felt like people needed to get information. In fact, I was sitting at the table the other night with my son, Tristan, and I was talking about how I had put a podcast out the other day. And he was like, well, good. He said, you really need to work on that more. And I was like, well, the thing is, I just, you know, I'm really not into this for entertainment. I'm into this when I have something to say, you know. So if I have some information to get out there or something's going on, that's really, you know, when I'll put an episode on. But I was really trying to push it, you know, and have guests on and stuff. But, and that's all great. It, you know, I really enjoy it. But part of it just feels so forced to me, and almost becomes like a burden. And I really don't want that. I want to get on when I have something to tell you, you know, and sometimes there might be stretches of time that go by because, you know, I get, my life is absolutely insanely hectic. I mean, I am so just caught up in family stuff and, you know, I have such a large family and I'm pretty much the matriarch and the patriarch of the family. So it's very, you know, and everybody seems to come to me for problems and help and whatever they need. It just seems like everybody seems to think I'm the answer all to all their issues. And I've even become kind of like a psychiatrist to some of the people in the family. And I'm just like, I'm worn out. I mean, I'm just, you know, it takes a toll on me. So I just don't, you know, it isn't that I don't have time to podcast. It's just that I don't want to, I'm really not here to put on a show. You know, I'm here to talk about things that are going on in my life or things I've heard that are, you know, things I think that you guys need to hear or people that I think you need to hear from, you know, or if somebody contacts me and they have an interesting story. I've had quite a few people contact me and, you know, want to come on. And some I've even started podcasts with and they just, you know, they sound, not that they sound crazy, but just, they just really aren't somebody that I flow with, I guess is what I'm looking to say. They just, you know, there's just stuff they say or that they believe that I don't believe or I don't feel. And it doesn't mean that I'm right, but it's just really hard to, you know, there's kind of like a message you're trying to send out to people. And my message is really based around God. You know, that we're in the end times and we've been warned and books of the Bible have been removed. Things that, you know, information has been hidden from us. And so there's a message here that's important to me to get out. And sometimes people will step in and they start saying things that are almost like a cultish sounding and things. And it's like, you know, that may very well be true. It could be something that's harmless. I don't know. I just know that I don't feel comfortable with it. So, you know, there was, you know, just one example. There was a guy very well renowned, I don't even know what you'd call him. I don't even know if he was like a psychic or a healer or, you know, some kind of a, I don't know exactly what his title was anymore, but he was from over in the UK and he was a good guy. And he kept asking me several times. We kept getting interrupted. It was really bizarre because our podcast kept getting interrupted. It kept cutting off like really bad, like over and over and over again. It was just shutting down immediately. As soon as we would start talking, it was just click, you know, it was just done. And this was going on so much. And then I had to call him on the phone and I talked to him a little bit. Then I talked to him more and I got to feel him out a little bit even more. And I was kind of like almost grateful that, you know, our podcast was cut off like it had been. And I kind of had felt like maybe I'll have him on, you know, because you feel like you should have everybody on that wants to, you know, say something, but there's just times you're like, man, maybe that was just a message that I wasn't supposed to have him on. I don't know, but there's other people too. There's been, you know, just some people that, just some of the stuff, it's like, I don't know, I'm just not really feeling it. And it doesn't mean, like I said, I'm not saying I'm right because I don't know. I mean, none of us really truly know. And so it's good to keep our feelers out and keep the information flowing in and just kind of discern what you feel is right. And, you know, we still have to understand that we still could be wrong, even though we feel something is right or we believe something, we might still be off base. And that boils down to even with God. I mean, there might be so much that we don't know. And, you know, I had an aunt that we kind of got into a little bit of a disagreement the one day because she had kept telling me that she just believes what the Bible says. You know, she was like, I just believe what the Bible says. And I said, so what you're saying is, I was telling her about the near-death encounters that people are having by the thousands. And these people are basically coming back and they're clarifying that, you know, most of what's in the Bible is there, but there are some other things too that aren't really written in the Bible. And she was like, oh, no, she just kind of closed her mind off to it. And she said that she doesn't believe that because it's not in the Bible. And I said, so what you're saying is that God, everything that he's ever done or will do has already been written. So basically you're, you know, kind of saying that God's dead, you know, that he's still not working in people's lives, that he's not, you know, it even says in the Bible that, you know, the men would dream dreams and old men would dream dreams, young men would have visions, this and that, you know. So it tells you that there's things to come, and you're limiting God with what you're saying. You're limiting to his entire existence into 66 books in the Bible that were basically written by men. And I said, that is absolutely crazy, you know, that she said that she, you know, didn't believe that. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, that sounds absolutely crazy to me. You know, I'm like, God is still very much alive. He's still very much working. He's still very much involved in people's lives. And so things are happening and people are seeing things and they're hearing things and they're being transferred up and they're having near-death encounters and they're coming back and they're giving testimonies. And so she was closing her mind off to basically people's testimonies. And I was like, I can't believe you're sitting there saying this. And then she did say that she thought about it later and she said, you know, maybe I was right. And I was like, it isn't even really about being right. It's just a matter of, you know, just keeping I'm not saying an open mind to the point where you just believe everything that you're told, but that's where discernment comes in. That's where you can kind of feel and you can pray and you can talk to God and you can kind of, you know, get your instincts involved with what feels right to you. And, you know, we might even have different collectives that, you know, that we belong to of, you know, different people or whatever. We don't know. I mean, it's just something that, you know, that I try to you know, listen and not just judge immediately, because we're just, how would any of us honestly say we know 100% something's a certain way for the most part? I mean, there are things that you do know, but there's just so much going on here. And it's just, it's too much to pretend that we're an expert, because we're just not. And that's why we're all here. We're doing these podcasts so we can get together and compare notes and see if we can figure some things out. I had the one episode I was listening to was really interesting, because a psychic had been brought in with this Bigfoot, these encounters that were happening on a property. And this psychic had said, she was like a spiritual person too, she was really close to God. She said that they were empty vessels that were coming up out from under the ground. And when they get involved in people's lives was when they were possessed or taken over by a dark entity or a fallen angel or whatever, and that they would use them as a means to whatever they do, you know, scare, interact, you know, get food, I don't know, or maybe they live through them so they can experience the human world. I just don't know. But I know a lot of people think that they're just animals, and there's just no way. There's absolutely, there's just too much spiritual stuff going on with them disappearing in front of people's eyes. And, you know, it really has to make you wonder how many times they're actually inside of a house and people mistaken them for a ghost or a spirit or an entity or whatever, and they think it's that, and it's actually a Sasquatch or a Dogman or something, whatever entity or cryptid it is. But it's just an interesting thought. But the only thing about what she said, that my first thought of it was that it just made me think that, well, then they're reproducing. I mean, people have seen children, they've seen the you know, babies and the adolescent Bigfoot as well, family groups and stuff walking along or in certain areas. And I thought that, not sure, you know, what that would mean. So but this is, like I said, this is why this is also important, that we get together and we talk about this stuff and we compare notes, because there's a lot of people that have different spins on this, and it's interesting stuff. But I have noticed the thing that I really like to hear, even with Sasquatch Chronicles, I was listening to Wes the other day, and he was bringing up the Lord. He was bringing up the one thing. You know, he had claimed before that he wasn't really, I think he claimed this, if I remember correctly, I could be wrong about this, but I remember correctly hearing, or if I remember correctly, I thought I remembered Wes stating that he wasn't a religious, really, really religious type of person. And he was making a comment the other day that he was noticing that when people had brought up Jesus or rebuked something in the name of the Lord or Jesus, whenever they would talk about Jesus or start praying, that these things just disappear. And so that really makes you think about it. It's a very interesting thought that, you know, they could very well be demonic or used from the demonic realm in some way. And they've had a lot of people that have witnessed UFO sightings with the Bigfoot sighting right along with each, you know, side by side. And even some claims, as crazy as this sounds, as Sasquatch being inside of a UFO, actually manning the UFO. So there's always the chance that this could very well be a being that came from another planet. I mean, yeah, sounds nuts, but they could actually be an alien race that has infiltrated our planet long ago. So, and there again, you go back to the demonic that, you know, that the aliens, I do believe, I don't know if all of them, but I do believe there is definitely some alien activity on this planet that is demonic. I don't know if it's every race of them, if there are different races. I don't know if God created different beings on different planets. I mean, there's so many different theories about this stuff. But what I was told the one day, and I've said this before, that I was talking to the Lord, and he said, Tracy, the ETs are demonic. They're demons. I heard him say that to me. So I was like, okay, that shocked me, because at that point, I did believe that ETs were a different race of being. I thought that maybe God had created, you know, different races of beings, and he just, you know, he didn't stop creating with us. He did other things that we don't know about, or we might find out about one day, and that's still a possibility. We don't know. I mean, you could close your mind off and say no, and it may not be, you know, it may not be the case, or it may be the case, and, you know, maybe some of those beings are good, and maybe some are actually demonic. So I just don't know, but he did. I was talking to him about something with the ETs. I very, you know, clearly heard him say, you know, they're demons. So, and what I kind of grasped from that at the time, I was thinking about the Greys. So I don't know if that's just the Greys or what it is, but I have some weird psychic abilities that go on with me, and it's not something I can call on, and I don't think I can. I mean, I might be able to. I just haven't really gotten into it. I try to rely on God, and I try to keep my instincts, you know, aligned with the Lord. So when I'm feeling and seeing things, I try to dismiss it most of the time, because I don't want to get involved in it. I just want to have a normal life, really, and I can't seem to have that. So I just can't seem to have a normal life. It's like every time I turn around, you know, it's always something. But I thought it was interesting that the podcasters are now talking about, they're talking more and more about the Lord, and they're talking about how they've noticed with all these encounters that is something that comes up time and time again, that when somebody's in the middle of a horrific experience, they start talking about Jesus, and these entities just go, they're just gone, poof. And I think that's really cool that they're actually acknowledging that. And some of the podcasters I've run into are even having some prayers, prayer meetings online. So it's really, you know, I think people are starting to really wake up and see that this is tied into God, and it's tied into what we've been told, what we've been warned about. It's biblical, and we are in the end times, and we were warned that creatures were going to be coming up. And notice how God said up. So they're coming up from underground. So I had a couple things happen to me this week I wanted to tell you about. And that's pretty much my, you know, reason for being here tonight. I've had some nights where I was waking up again, more occurrences of waking up and seeing things beside me. Another night I was laying sleeping, and I woke up, and it's like I get woken up, and something was standing beside me as I was sleeping, and it was pretty disconcerting. And then the other night, I was sitting at the kitchen table, and I saw a really large gray being. It was huge. It was very, very tall, And I got a glimpse of it, and it just, you know, went away really quick, and it was pretty crazy. And I was just like, you know, I just saw you like that. It was just shocking. Like when you see some of this stuff, it's shocking. And I told you guys I've had stuff going on in our family that some of the members of our family, some of my children even they're getting into like some heavy drug use. And one of my children is hallucinating. And so he's been staying with me. And I think since he's been staying with me, he actually brought stuff with him to the house here. And, you know, I had, like I told you last time, I had the music box go on in the kitchen that hasn't been played for 10 years. And I've been seeing all this stuff, and things have been moving, lights have been going off and on, sounds like things dropping. The one night, you know, Jordan, my son-in-law, was in the room, something got thrown up against the wall at him, and we all heard it. So there's been a lot of activity ever since my son came home, because I already was dealing with my spouse. He was into addiction. He's an alcoholic. He's actually still getting treatment, and I don't know what's going to happen from there. But so in the process of that happening, about 2 weeks before he left to get treatment, my son moved home, and he's really in the throes of addiction, and he's also hallucinating from the drug use that he's doing. And then so is my other son. They're only a year apart, so they were always like best friends and like twins. So when one got into something, the other did. My other three kids are completely addictive. They're not addicts at all, thank God. But my two oldest, because they were best friends and like twins, they always did everything together the same. It was always identical. It was literally like having twins. So they both ended up into, you know, the one's an alcoholic and a drug addict. The other one's just a drug addict, not that it's just. But so when my oldest came home, the other one basically came with him. He's here a lot. So now I have my spouse who's in rehab. I've got two older sons, my oldest children that are home at my house all the time in the throes of addiction. Sorry if you guys hear the washing machine. I got to stop this for a second. I have this washing machine I just bought from Lowe's, and this thing is going crazy on me. Every time I do a load of laundry, it is off balance no matter what I put in it. So it's obviously having an issue, and I'm sending it back on Tuesday, but I have a load in that I forgot I was doing, and it's going, you know, it's doing its crazy thing in there. So if you hear that sound, I'm sorry. I apologize. So, sorry. And my nose is a little stuffed up here too. I'm still battling a cold. We've been dealing with all kinds of viruses going through we always do this every winter. It's always like this. And unfortunately, that's when I podcast the most because I have time off more. So, getting back to the serious side of this, these two ended up at home here, and between my spouse, my two sons, and then my son-in-law is also involved. He comes over to see them all the time. He's also an alcoholic, and they're all best friends. So it's really amped up the activity in my house really bad. My house has gone berserk. I mean, it's always been active. Everywhere I go, it's active because I can sense things, see things, feel things, hear things, get premonitions, all kinds of stuff. Like, it's pretty crazy. Hey guys, you're gonna have to forgive me. I just had my son came downstairs, my oldest son, and it got me sidetracked here. So I, you know, forgive me for getting interrupted here and getting off track. I don't even at this point know what I was saying to you. So I'm gonna have to kind of start from wherever I can remember. But I do believe what I was saying, that the activity in the house because of everything has just really, you know, gotten a lot stronger. And, you know, with some of the abilities I have, I've just always had these extra sensory stuff that I deal with. So it's just who I am, and I just have had to accept it. But I do try to push things away because I want to live a normal life, but I can't always do that. And lately, especially, I cannot do it. So I've been having some experiences with things in the house, just more activity. It's been really crazy. So the other night, or the other day, I woke up and we have an upstairs bedroom with, it's actually the room that my oldest son is staying in right now, and it has its own flight of steps, and you go into a balcony, like a, it's a deck, and then it has the sliding doors, and you go into, it's a really nice, bright bedroom, it's beautiful up there, and I, for whatever reason, I went into his room, or I went up on the deck, and I was talking to him, and he came out, and we were just kind of standing there talking, and we still had snow on the ground, and we looked outside, I mean, over the balcony or the railing of the deck, and there are these enormous prints in the snow. And I'm talking, these are cryptid prints, unless I'm absolutely nuts, and it's something else, like a cluster of rabbits or whatever, I don't know, but we're looking at these prints, and I'm looking at them, and I'm like thinking, what the heck is that? And then my son looked over, and at the same time, he was like, what is that? So we're looking at these prints, and you gotta understand, yeah, we have rabbits in the yard, we've got cats in the yard, there's raccoons, there's deer, there's bear that every now and then come in. And that was like my first thought was, well, maybe it was a bear. Okay, but I've seen bear prints before, and I don't really think I've ever seen any this big. And you could actually see where there's a nail, like there's nails, there's like, I don't know how many paw prints it would actually be, 3, 4, maybe 5. I don't think I counted how many paw prints there were, but you could clearly see there's a nail. So initially I thought, well, it could be a bear. Okay, so I'm looking at these prints, and but they come from, we have this bush, like this shrub. It's like what's it called? Rosa Sharon bush. And it's like in this one section over to our left where we're looking at. And then maybe, I don't know how many feet, maybe 20 feet away, there's a tree. There's this, you know, cluster of trees. So you're looking at these prints and you see about 5 of them, maybe 6, in a 20-foot section between this bush and this tree. And the prints start at the bush. There's nothing before the bush. There's nothing around the bush. They start at this bush, and they're all the same. So people that would say it's rabbits or it's this, okay, but that doesn't explain how there's one print, and then, like, you know, 2 feet, there's another print, and then another 2 feet, there's another print, or 3. I don't know how many feet they are apart. I didn't measure that. I should have, but I didn't. So you can clearly see that something is walking in unison making these prints. So that kind of rules out the whole little cluster. Now, rabbits could have gone through it, or cats might have gone through the print, but this looked clearly like something very large had walked from our bush, came out of nowhere. So I'm thinking portals, because bushes and trees, but especially bushes, seem to be huge portals for some reason. And so there's this bush, these, like, say maybe 5, 6 prints, I don't remember exactly, maybe 10, that went to this tree, and it ended there. So it, before the bush, nothing, not anything around the bush, nothing. All of a sudden, between the bush and the tree, there are these enormous prints. Just one, boom, another, boom, another, boom, another, boom, and then there's a tree, and then there's nothing else. And we're just standing here looking at this, and we're like, okay, this is really messed up. Because if this was a bear, first of all, the prints would not have been this big. Second of all, the prints would not have been this big. You know, there's just no way. I mean, and second of all, is that it just, there's nothing around it. So I started looking through the property, and the only other place I found prints was out front, from the sidewalk to a bush, or a tree, I'm sorry. Sidewalk, tree, there's like maybe an 8-foot span between the sidewalk and the tree, huge prints again, nothing after the tree, nothing before the sidewalk. And I'm gonna put a picture up, that's gonna be my profile picture. If I'm wrong, you can tell me I'm nuts, but it's just awfully weird because there's nothing else. Like, there's no other prints, and they're going to either a bush or a tree, or from, you know, the sidewalk. Yeah. could have come off the road because there's a road out front. Could have come up off that, but they would have had to have jumped and then gone to the tree. And then it just appeared out of nowhere. I mean, then the bush that's around the side of the house, that would be about 30, 40 feet until you got to that section and there's nothing. So it's really, really weird. So that happened, and I've never seen that before. Now, I've told you guys in my podcast before, we live in an area that's really crazy. And I've told you guys about this area. The front of our house is like we're on a back road, okay? It's like that back road feel. You go to the back of our house, and it's this huge property that stretches all the way back to this whole wooded area. It goes over a cliff, across the road, just a really small back road, is a really nice, beautiful stream. It's a pretty good, it's flooded the town before. Like it's a nice body of water. Lots of rocks. Across from the stream is a property that has all these caves. There's actual caves. Across from the body of water, there's all these caves in the side of the mountain. So you got this whole mountain thing. We live in an area that was a slave back when the slaves were escaping slavery. The human beings were escaping slavery. They came here and they were looking for protection, and the copperheads would come up and hunt for people that tried to escape slavery. So that went on, and then we've got a graveyard up the road that is a very small graveyard for, you know, some of the people that escaped slavery and were killed are in the graveyard. There's people that were in the service and stuff from way back when, that it's a really old graveyard. And then we also live around an enormous graveyard that we're not around the graveyard, but it's around our area really close, that covers like this whole half of this mountain. It's a really beautiful, big, old graveyard that is, you know, very prevalent here. So, and then the thing I forgot to tell you guys that I wasn't even thinking about was that we also had a Bigfoot. This isn't what I was going to say, but we also had a Bigfoot sighting up here back in the 80s. And that's crazy. I mean, if you have one Bigfoot sighting, believe me, they're there then. They're there. They're coming. Whether you see them or not. And it's the type of road that it gets so dark at night. Nobody ever walks it. There's not a lot of traffic back there at night, hardly ever. Like, people just don't, you know, they're in. Like, once they go in for the night, they're pretty much in. It's a lot of, like, you know, just people that, they're just not night people. They go in for the night. So if there's Bigfoot activity up here, not too many people would notice it, because there's not too many people out around this road, and it's not a heavily traveled road, except for the people that live up here. And so we're on the mountain, like the side of the mountain. And then up, what I was going to say that I forgot to tell you was that we also have a rock quarry up there, right? It's all in walking distance. I mean, it's right up the road from me. So we've got this huge boulders and rocks and rock quarry, and we literally have everything you could possibly need to have all these encounters. And we're in Pennsylvania, and Pennsylvania is very well known to be a very active place for everything and anything. And it's pretty active. And my spouse had seen, he thought he saw a dog man in the park, which is right around the corner from our house. I saw a rake walk right across the road in front of me as I was taking my daughter home down the road from me. And she saw it too, or it was a crawler. I don't know if it's actually a rake, but it's one of those white crawlers. So that, you know, we've had so much. We've seen orbs. We've seen E.T. I thought I saw an E.T. one night around the garage. That was huge. My spouse has seen all kinds of orbs. He's heard things on the roof that was really big, that landed on the roof and then felt like it jumped off and landed on another roof that was like, you know, 60 feet away onto, you know, a neighbor's garage. I don't know. It could have been more than 60 feet. I don't know the distance there. He has seen so much stuff out there. and heard so much stuff and felt so much stuff. And it has been, we live in a very crazy area. This area is really crazy. I mean, it's really crazy. So I wanted to tell you about these prints. I mean, it was really wild, really wild. So I'm going to put a picture up of one of the ones that I got. I did measure them. They're about 16 to 17 inches each one, from basically from heel to, I would say, toe. And that's give or take. Like, it could be, it's like a rough, I'm not, you know, the snow was kind of just, it's hard to measure, you know, in the snow, unless it's like really perfect. And these were so big and so just nuts. So just check them out and check it out. And, if you want to see even more pictures, I can send them to you. You can see what you think. But, and like I said, you could say, yeah, they're, you know, animals were around. They might've done clusters, but the way these are done, it just, there's no way. This didn't make sense. This literally looked like a cryptid was in our yard. It looked like a dog man. I mean, I'm going to be blunt here. They look like, to me, they look like almost like a dog man print or something. I don't know. So unless I'm, you know, I'm just going through that thing where you want to see things that aren't there. I don't think that's the case here. So I'm not usually that out of it. I'm looking here. I had to make some notes so I didn't forget what I wanted to talk about tonight. So the prints happened, and then, this was crazy. So I can't believe my podcast has turned into me talking about just my stuff that's going on, but this is my life. So last night I was sleeping, and a lot of times I go to bed with the Bible on. I like to play the Bible when I'm sleeping. I put it on low. I pick the King James Version because that's the one you're supposed to listen to. It hasn't been rewritten or reworded in any way. It's supposed to be, you know, what you it's supposed to be what you read, what you're supposed to read. So I like to play the King James Version, and I put it on low so you can sleep to it. And I never sleep better than when I play the Bible at night. And some nights I don't do it. Some nights I forget or I fall asleep before I play it. But last night I laid down, and my son was in the room with me for a little bit. My other son, I was laying down. He has the TV in the room and he can play video games in there. So he was talking to some of his friends online, and I just kind of laid down. I passed out and I woke up. Something woke me up. And so, a little backstory on this one. I have been having these weird headaches. Hang on, I'm going to get a little bit of a drink. My mouth gets so dry. It's so funny. Whenever I talk, my mouth gets dry and my nose gets clogged up whenever I talk. It's like I've got this weird sinus thing going on whenever I talk a lot. And I'm not a big talker. I do a podcast, but I'm not much of a talker unless I have to be. So I have this on the left side of my head, right, like where my forehead is. In the corner of my forehead on the left side, if you kind of touch the corner and you go in a little bit, there is a cluster. It's like a band where it feels like somebody stabbing me with a knife in my head, in my scalp, and it kind of moves. If you touch it, there's like this tenderness or this tender band that goes back to the back of my head, like halfway. And it's real tender and it hurts. I'm talking, this is pain. This lasts for about a week, and that's with me doing a lot of massage. I have one of those, I got one of those Oil of Olay or it's a Neutrogena wand. It's supposed to be a exfoliating thing, and it's like a little vibration tool that you put, it's real low, and so you use batteries, and you put these little exfoliator pads on it, and you use it for your face. And so I figured out that if you turn the pad around and you put the harsh side against the little tool and you have the little soft side of the pad facing whatever you're going to put it on, it is soft. And so you can use it as a little head massager. So I do my face and my neck, and then I turn the pad around and I will use it for my head. And so I do this for this pain as well. So I'm constantly, not constantly, but if the pain's really bad, I will do it quite a bit. And throughout the day, I'll just keep kind of rubbing it. And then I'll do it with my fingers too. I'll rub the head, or I'll actually put, I have another massager that's really powerful that my son got me that just saves your life if you've got migraines or muscle spasms, anything like that. This thing is amazing. It's scary powerful, but sometimes I'll try to do it real gently on my head if I'm really, the stabby pain is really bad. But these things last for literally a week to 10 days. You cannot get relief from it. Nothing works. Nothing helps it at all. There's nothing that makes it go away or get better at all. So I use this massager to try to, and each day I wake up and I notice just a little bit of improvement, not much, but just a tiny bit until it finally fades away. And I haven't had one in months. So I've gotten maybe 5 of them in total in the past couple years. So I don't get them very often. So I'm laying there sleeping and I wake up, I get woken up and I'm seeing in my spirit eyes, but I'm seeing in real life too, like not real life, but our, you know, human life. Like I'm seeing through my human eyes real time, and I'm seeing in coming out of a sleep, but I'm really alert. I'm really aware of what's going on. And I see this gigantic hand with 2 fingers come at my forehead and like almost like poke my forehead, but not hard. And it just almost like kind of pushed at my forehead a little bit, without really jolting me, but it was like, you know, just kind of just trying to touch me and kind of do something to me. And so the hand was like a black gray color, almost like the color of a gorilla or something, how their hand, like their skin can be real dark. It was like that color. It was almost between a black and a gray. And it was really big. And I immediately knew, and this, I mean, I'm out of it. Like I'm coming out of sleep, but I'm still really alert because I got woken up by this thing. Like this actually woke me up. And when I saw the hand, I saw there were other entities around the hand standing around it, but they were just kind of observing and they were there. And it was almost like they were kind of like chanting or something, like they were doing something. And this thing, it kind of like pushed at my head with the 2 fingers, gigantic fingers. And I immediately knew, oh my God, I'm going to wake up with one of those headaches tomorrow. And this is what's causing it. And I can't even believe I knew this. Like, I don't know where I knew this, how I knew this. And I woke up today with one of those headaches. So I have it. I've got the pain is there. The tenderness is there. I started the massage today and I'm sitting there just incredulous that I actually know now what's going on. I know what's causing it. It was an attack on me last night and I saw at least the hand that's attacking me. It was like a demonic attack or whatever dark entity is behind it. And there were other beings with it that were like chanting something, like they were trying to put like that sickness spell on me or something. And I know this might sound crazy to some people, but I'm telling you guys, this stuff is real and you have to live it to understand it. You have to hear people that are credible, that can really talk about this, that people that didn't even believe in it, that have encounters that happened to them. Like this stuff is real. And I woke up with a headache, one of those stabby, horrible headache things today. And I haven't had one in months. So I was like, wow, just the fact that I knew immediately what it was so wild to me that I actually understood exactly what was going on. Like I knew from God that this is what's going on and I got to see it. Like I was allowed to see what's causing it. And I just rolled over and went to bed. And I was like, and the only thing I thought of, I went back to sleep. I was already in bed, but I rolled over and went back to sleep. And the only thought I had was I should have played the Bible. Before I went to sleep tonight, I should have known better. I knew to play the Bible, you know, and put it on 7 or 10, like, you know, volume, just put it at a 7 or a 10, like one of God's numbers, you know, not a 6, you know, not something demonic, like any kind of a number that isn't of God. Like God's numbers are typically like 3, 5 is the number of grace, 7 is his number. 10 would be a good one because that's 2 fives. Like, I'm very numerical. I know I get this from God. Everything I do has to be numerical. Like, if I'm, I've never told many people this, but if I'm exercising, like I ride an exercise bike now every night again, I started exercising again. And when I end my exercise, it always has to be at say like 45 minutes. It can never be 46 minutes. It can't have a 6 in it or a 9 or a 2. Or it has to always have like one of God's numbers. And I've done this for years, and I never really knew why I did this. And it's kind of comical to me, but it's kind of cool too. Like, I know I get this from God. I know that this is part of the DNA that he puts in us. Like, we all have parts of him, that we are like him. And in that way, I have that part of God, you know, that everything's real numerical with me. So it's kind of comical, but, I just think it's kind of neat. So the last thing I want to tell you about. So that happened last night. And then this was quick and simple, but I came home tonight. I took my son out to get something. I'm very active with my kids. I'm always taking them somewhere, doing something with them. And right now I'm surrounded by my 3 sons. So it's kind of neat. I'm going through a stage where I'm very involved with my sons now. Sometimes I'm really involved with my daughters. Other times I'm really involved with my sons. Other times I'm involved with all of them, but it's typically at least 2 or 3 of them at a time. I'm pretty, involved with. And he was teasing me tonight. He was saying, you know, he was my favorite. And I said, you know, I've never had favorites. That is a term that I remember growing up with, that hearing favorites. And I always remember the pain that caused everybody whenever somebody would say, you know, oh, she's my favorite, or he's my favorite, or that. And I always thought it always cut through me like a knife, because I just always felt how horrible that was, that you have children or grandchildren or nieces or nephews or cousins or grandchildren or whatever, and you're sitting there actually singling people out to mean more to you than the others do. And I think that is the most hurtful, horrific. I just absolutely despise hearing that. I cannot stand. I think if somebody ever asked me, what is the thing you hate hearing the most, aside from anything satanic, I would have to say the word, you know, that one's my favorite. I don't like that. I've been told I was people's favorites. My sister's been told it. I don't know, you know, who all in the family. I hear my aunt say it about her kids. I've heard her say it about people in the family. I just despise it. I think it's so hurtful, so destructive. It is something that never should be voiced. It shouldn't even be thought. If you have that thought, just dismiss it and understand that, you know, all through your life, you're going to have times when you're closer to some kids than others, and you're going to feel, you know, closer to certain people than others. And maybe that'll come around to, at other times, you might be closer to other people or other kids. You know, it kind of comes around in circles, where sometimes you're getting along with people better and other times other people better. And you should never have to feel like anybody is your favorite. You should never will one of your children, or a couple of your children more than you do another child or children. And everything should be equal. You love everybody the same. They're all valuable. They all mean something. Some people get lost along the way in life. They really do. They get really messed up. And sometimes their hardships become your hardships, and it really causes a lot of stress. And, you know, there's people that you don't get along with because everybody's perspectives can get screwed up. But you have to understand, we're not dealing with just each other. We're dealing with demons. We're dealing with entities that are attaching. They're oppressing. They're possessing. They're causing so much havoc in our lives. And so this person's perception of what happens in life may not be yours. So you're literally at an impasse. You don't understand why each other, you know, doesn't agree with each other or whatever, you know, whatever the scenario is, but you don't feel any less about that person. You have to come to understand that you have to love everybody the same, and just in your family, especially, you know, friends and family, like, just especially your children, though, your children, kids in the family, you know, relatives, just love them, and don't worry about favorites. Just take it one day at a time and try to, you know, offer as much love and support as you can, and understand that the people that are really struggling or really seeming to be jerks could possibly be demon possessed, or they might be some kind of dark entity is attached to them that's causing all this havoc. So you may not be dealing with just your niece or your grandchild or your child. You might be dealing with a demon that's inside of them or attached to them that's causing all this. And you have to remember that. So it's just something I just don't like hearing. But my son was teasing me about it, saying, you know, he was my favorite. And I was like, no, I don't. I honestly have never felt that. I've never felt that way about my kids. I could never voice or feel that way about them. They are all loved equally. All my grandchildren are loved equally. They're mates I love. And they're, you know, when I die, everything will be split equal. I don't care if there's ones that hate my guts and they're not talking to me, which I hope never happens. My whatever I have is equally my children's, and that's just the way it's going to be. So, but that just, it was kind of disturbing. So we went out, and then we came home, and I sat down. He went upstairs, and I sat down at the table, and I was eating, and I, as soon as I sat down, I started to eat, and I looked over, and there was an entity standing beside me to my left, right by the chair. It was about 4 feet tall, and it was shocking. Like, I saw it so clearly, and it actually, like, you know, when somebody walks into the room really quietly, which my son did to me tonight when I was podcasting with you, he kind of comes into the room. He's really quiet. He's 6'4" or 6'3", and he's so quiet when he walks. And he came in and he just startled me. I was like, oh my gosh. And I did that with him. Well, that's what I did with this entity. When I looked over and I saw it, it was so shocking, because it was like, you know, somebody comes out of nowhere in your house and they scare you. This is what this entity did to me. It just completely just startled me. And I actually yelled out, oh my gosh. And then I said, you're not really supposed to talk to them, but I said, you know, I just saw you. That's, you know, really messed up, you know, that you know, I mean, you're really kind of like, you're right there. You're pretty bold about this tonight, you know? So I just was kind of saying things to it. I don't know if that's the exact words, but I was just like, you know, wow. Like, I really, that was something. Like, I, you know, you scared me. Like, you actually startled me. So it's pretty crazy, but I've been having a lot of that going on, and it's been really, this place has gotten really active, and hence you have me doing podcasts about my activity around my house. So I hope you guys don't mind. I keep wanting to have, there's a couple people, like a handful of people I want to have one, but I just haven't gotten around. I'm going to be point blank honest, I just haven't gotten around to it yet, but I will, you know, I'm hoping soon here. So, a lot of transitions are going on in people's lives right now. Some of the people that, you know, even some of my friends that I podcast, some of my guests I've had on and stuff, you know, there's just stuff going on. We're all going through some different stuff, but I'm hoping things get really brighter and better and, you know, just wonderful. And just remember, if your kids are going through something or somebody that's a loved one, do battle for them. Just do battle. And what by do battle, I mean pray. Pray every single day. Get up, sit down, have a cup of tea or a drink, and just talk to God. Whether you talk to him, whether you pray to him and make it real formal, or you just talk to him and, you know, say, this is what I need. You know, always thank him. Always ask for forgiveness first. Kind of clear the slate, thank Jesus for his sacrifice, and start opening up your heart to him. And, you know, do battle for your family, you know, rebuke all the dark entities away and out and back to where they came from, never to return, you know, take charge of things and just keep praying and rebuking and talking to the Lord, talking to, you know, just talk to him. I mean, it's really all you need. He needs a relationship, not just formal prayers, you know, on the holidays or whenever you think about it. He needs a relationship. Like, he's a part of your day. He's a part of your life, your family, your household. He's there all the time just waiting for you. Just talk to him. He's right there all the time. and he's just waiting for you, and he needs a relationship with you. He needs to be treated like he matters, like he's part of your day and part of your life every day, like just like your kids are and your spouses and, you know, whoever you live with. I mean, he's as much a part of your life as they are. You just don't give him, not that you don't, but a lot of people just don't give him any time or any acknowledgement. They think because he's invisible that he's not there, but he lives in the spirit realm, which is the real world. The spirit realm is the real world. And that's where we're going to go back to one day. So, you know, you just got to get in touch with him and, you know, do battle for your family, for you, for everybody, for our planet, you know, our government, everything. Just keep praying. Keep praying. Remember, they go up to heaven, those prayers, and they light up. And if enough get up there, it turns into an explosion. So just keep at it. Just don't cease, even though he's not answering right away. Eventually he will. And it's not always a yes, but he'll do something. You know, just ask him to reveal himself in your life and have him help you. And you guys run into any cryptids or anything going on, you take control of that situation in the Lord's name. You get rid of them in the Lord's name. That's how you do battle against these entities, and that is really the only way. Unless you're carrying a 50 caliber weapon around with you, that's how you get rid of them. So, and if you have to, put a loudspeaker outside of your house with the Bible on and play it nonstop. You know, do whatever you have to do. I always thought that about the Skinwalker Ranch. I'd be really interested to see what happened if they put a loudspeaker on that property and played the Bible 24/7 nonstop. I'd be really interested to see what happened there. It'd be pretty crazy stuff. So you guys have a great night. I love you all very much, and hopefully I'll be back soon. I will try. I'll do the best I can here. And, you know, keep praying for my family and me. And if you need any prayers, you send them my way. And also, I would really love some feedback, especially on, I think it's Apple Podcasts. I get the most reviews, but if you guys, especially positive reviews, I really don't want negative reviews, but you know, just give me, you know, tell me what you're thinking of the podcast. Hopefully you like it. And also, you know, just if you guys have any stories, anybody has any encounters that you want me to read on the show, I can do that. You don't have to be on as a guest. I can just read them. You just send me an email at it's inthedark2021@gmail.com. And you can also find me on the podcast there. I think there's a little link or a button you can press to get a hold of me. You can even leave me a voice message, but or you can leave comments on YouTube or whatever. But just get a hold of me if you have any encounters, please, guys. I'd love to hear them. I always love to hear stories that, you know, things that are going on with other people's lives. So you guys take care. Have a great night, and I'll be talking to you soon.